Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2315, 5 ways to avoid workout burnout by the DIY Active team at DIYactive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. 5 ways to avoid workout burnout by the DIY Active team at DIYactive.com. You made a resolution and cleared space in your busy schedule, bought new runners and a gym membership, and hit the ground running towards your fitness goals. At first, it was hard to get off the couch or crawl out of bed early, but after a while, you found your groove and really started to enjoy your regular workout sesh. So, why are you suddenly running out of steam? Follow these steps to avoid workout burnout. If you found yourself battling a case of workout burnout, it may be tempting to throw in the towel and quit your exercise regimen. The good news is, you can get back on track with a few simple tips. Whether you need to find a new playlist to blast through your headphones or hunt down a workout buddy, it's all about listening to your body and finding ways to rediscover the fun and enjoyment of working out. 1. Build it up, slowly. New to the workout scene? Resist the urge to go in all guns blazing. Ramping up the difficulty too quickly can have you running back to the couch before you even reach the end of the month. Exercise is about toning and conditioning your body with steadily increasing intensity. Going hard before you're ready can lead to soreness, injuries, and questioning why you thought this was a good idea in the first place. Set modest, achievable goals that will give you that high of achievement and boost your motivation. Focus on developing technique, making sure you are performing each exercise safely and correctly before making it harder. Keeping an exercise journal can be a great way to track progress. When you feel like you haven't made much headway, comparing where you are with where you started can spur you on. 2, take it down a notch. One of the biggest reasons for burnout is pushing your body too hard during exercise sessions. Not only does this cause exhaustion to build up, but maintaining high-intensity workouts can lead to strain on the joints and injuries to muscles and connective tissue. Your body needs ample time to rest and recuperate so it can repair itself along the way. High-intensity training is great for building strength and dropping weight. However, gentler exercises such as walking, swimming, yoga, and Pilates can give the body that much-needed downtime without losing the momentum you've built up. Roll out a yoga mat at home, or head for a walk around the block to give your body a rest. They can also help to tone the body, improve cardio fitness, and increase flexibility. 3, switch up the scenery. If you're used to sweating it out in the gym or have a regular running route, the daily routine may start to get a little, well, boring. When you find yourself counting down the minutes until the end of your session, it could be time to get fresh with it. Instead of hitting the gym, head outdoors for a rigorous hiking session or try rock climbing. Have those sneakers seen the same paths too many times? Surfing or ocean swimming will give you a serious workout, or seriously fun workout, if you live near the coast. You could even try challenging yourself to walk through a different park or nature reserve every week. What about when weather or other circumstances keep you indoors? Trade dumbbells for a lap pool or a rousing game of squash. If you work near a shopping center, take advantage of the early morning quiet to do some high-speed window shopping. 4. Better when we're together. Flagging motivation can often be remedied by joining forces with another person or group and working out together. This might be in the form of a personal trainer, a fitness class such as aerobics, cycling, or yoga, or just grabbing a few friends together for a hike. Being with others keeps us interested in what we're doing and raises a bit of healthy competitiveness that pushes us to keep going. Better still, you can get the family involved and create memories while improving your health. If you can't team up in person, there are plenty of fitness apps that allow you to buddy up with others and strike up some friendly competition. Strap on a smartwatch to keep track of your progress and compare your activity levels. And 5, become besties with your pillow. Who knew sleep was such an important part of exercise? Getting enough rest is essential for letting your body repair any tissue damage sustained during workout sessions. This repair process is also where muscles are built up stronger than before while refueling for the next round of activity. When you skimp on the snooze time, you make it harder to get up and go. Over time, your body becomes exhausted and you'll find you can't keep it up anymore. Rather than letting fatigue and burnout build up until you crash, focus on keeping a regular, healthy sleep schedule and incorporating rest days into your routine. Wrap up. Workout burnout can be a real hurdle in your fitness goals. However, remember that no workout routine is set in stone and you can always change it, ensuring that you stay motivated all year round. You just listened to the post titled 5 Ways to Avoid Workout Burnout by the DIY Active team at diyactive.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I often get asked about how to avoid workout burnout, especially when it comes to whether a rest day or 2 rest days are actually needed. A rest day or 2 can quickly become a full week of rest if we're not careful. So here's my advice about knowing when an actual rest day is needed. Think about how your body and mind are feeling. Are your muscles feeling extra sore, like more sore than usual? Have you had trouble sleeping? Are you feeling extra tired? All of these may be signs that you're due for a rest day. Here's how I know I'm due for a rest day. I wake up after my usual amount of rest the night before, but find it hard to get out of bed. Not necessarily because I'm sore. I'm just dragging a bit. Sometimes I will go ahead and ignore this signal and try to get in a workout anyways. So here's my backup test. I'll start my warm-up before the workout and find that my warm-up is killing me. I'll feel out of breath. My body just wants the warm-up to be over. To me, these are all signals that today is not the day to try and push myself. Instead, I need to forget about my planned workout and think about performing maybe some light stretching or doing those chores and running those errands I'd been postponing. Then I recommit to working out the next day. In fact, I'll usually go ahead and block that time in my calendar to make extra sure I get in that workout. And that way, a rest day or two rest days don't become a week of resting. All right, that'll do it for today. Don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.